Hello everybody, it's me, the Vern here for the Cinema Recall Podcast. We are finishing up our 31 days of horror slash Halloween extravaganza. We are down to just 5 days here, folks. 5 days left of covering horror movies. I'm not saying that it's going to stop. I'm still going to be covering random horror films and whatnot throughout the years, but we're getting down to the end of our marathon. I'm very excited for this. For this episode, I'm going to be looking at two features. One is from an established filmmaker, and the other one is the sophomore effort from a filmmaker. So the first feature that I'm going to be looking at, it's called Vampires. It was directed by John Carpenter and written by, I want to say the name is John Jacoby. I'm not really quite 100% sure. Yeah, sorry, Don Jacoby. And it stars James Woods and Daniel Baldwin. And they play part of this team of vampire hunters. And their job is just basically just to hunt down where vampires' lairs are and just slaughter the hell out of vampires. And during their last, I guess, adventure, it turns out that after they killed a bunch of vampires, they're having this big party. And then one of the big head vampires, he finds out where they're at, and he kills every one of the vampire hunters except for the two. And so now James Woods and Daniel Baldwin, they have to try to find out where this new vampire is, and they're trying to seek out the black crucifix, because if this head vampire gets this black crucifix, then he'll be able to live in the daytime. And I should note too that they're also trying to help protect, not really protect, but actually use one of the vampire's victims, played by Shirlin Finn. She plays a hooker who was at the party, who got attacked by the vampires while everyone else was being slaughtered and destroyed. So she has this link with the vampire, and so they have to try and use her and her sacred powers to find out where the vampire is. This movie is kind of dull. It really kind of is. There's nothing really great about it. Special effects are alright. What makes this movie not watchable are the main characters. I mean, James Woods' character and Daniel Baldwin's character, they are just kind of douchebags. I was really hoping for the vampires to destroy them. And they're meant to be the heroes. This was based on the book of the same name. Don Jacoby, the person who adapted the screenplay, he has written a lot of like great films. He's written obviously Arachnophobia, and he wrote Life Force, and he wrote Evolution, a few other ones right there. And it's hard for me to get into this film when these main characters, the vampire hunters, are saying a lot of basically horrible things about, women and homosexuals and minorities. And it's just like, these are just not that nice of people. And I don't mind if they don't have to be politically correct, but they're just kind of douchebags. So while watching this, I'm just expecting the vampires to attack and kill them. And that's what I really wanted. And that's not what really happens in this. So it came out in like 1997, I think, or 98, and it's just, it's not bad. It's okay, but it's just not really fun to watch because you don't like the main characters at all. That's not a good thing if you're watching a movie about vampire hunters and you want the vampire hunters to get destroyed. All right, so the next movie I'm going to look at, this is a movie that just came out for me last weekend. And it's one that I'm still really just wrestling it in it with my head. I don't know really what to think about this movie, but it is The Lighthouse. It is the new movie written and directed by Robert Eggers. And it stars William Dafoe and Robert Pattinson. And they play these two, I guess, fishermen who come to spend a weekend on this island. And William Dafoe is the older man, and Robert Pattinson's character is learning under him. And basically, as the movie starts, we know that William Dafoe is the person that's giving the orders, and that Robert Pattinson is a person that's just sort of taking orders, and he doesn't like the fact that William Dafoe is giving him all these many little tasks to help, you know, scrape up the lighthouse and make sure there's enough oil for the lights. And Robert Pattinson's character is really kind of frustrated with that. And the movie goes on, and then both men start to lose their mind. They've been at this lighthouse for a long time, but maybe not. I basically when I watched this movie, I was just watching it through Robert Pattinson's eyes. For me, he was the audience's main character in this, but I can totally see watching it again and viewing it through William Dafoe's eyes. It's one of those films where you kind of can take or choose who your main character is. It's hard for me to talk about this movie without really going into any spoilers, so I'm just gonna just do that. So if you have seen this movie, maybe you'll agree with my views, maybe not. But if you haven't seen this movie, this is where I'm gonna start doing spoilers. So throughout the course of the movie, Robert Pattinson, basically all trouble starts happening for Robert Pattinson ever since he starts attacking a seagull, and William Dafoe's character tells him that you should never attack a seagull, bad things will happen. Well, he does, and bad things start to happen. He starts seeing mermaids, and he starts seeing other things like severed heads and baskets and all that, and it just keeps going and going. The level of intensity just keeps growing and growing, not only for Robert Pattinson, but also for William Dafoe's character, and it just keeps building and building. I don't know exactly what I saw, and the fact there's a scene too where they both kind of question if what they're seeing is real or not. They spend a lot of time getting drunk, which really kind of adds to the confusion, because I still don't know exactly if what I saw on screen is actually there or just a figment of their imagination. And I think it is kind of brilliant. I was not a big fan of Robert Eggers' debut feature, The Witch. That mainly be maybe due to a bad cinematic experience I had. I think The Lighthouse is just going to baffle people just as much, but I still found it to be very fascinating. It's shot in a glorious black and white, and it's done in a 4x3 aspect ratio, which I really kind of dug, and it kind of reminds me of old Twilight Zone episodes. But watching the film, I just thought it was a movie about Robert Pattinson's character, who's really grumpy that William Dafoe's character is ordering him around. He gets irritated by this one seagull because he feels like the seagull is laughing at him. And then after he attacks the seagull, just a bunch of bad shit happens. Really. I think one critic compared this to, like, Mother, Darren Aronofsky's Mother meets David Lynch's Eraserhead. And I have to fully agree with that. I wish I knew exactly who that critic was, but I fully agree with that sentiment. It is just one-of-a-kind horror feature. And I know most people will probably see this and say, how can you call this a horror film? It's nothing really scary happens. But it is, in a way, looking at a nightmare. And I think it's a nightmare for William Dafoe's character, especially at the very end. At the very end when things just go off the rail. And because in the movie, Robert Pattinson's character really wants to go up to the lighthouse, and he can never do that because William Dafoe's character tells him that he'll never be part of the lighthouse. So yes, spoilers, like I said before, he has to go ahead and attack William Dafoe's character. I'm not going to tell you what he exactly does, but he does attack him, and he is able to get the keys, goes to the lighthouse, but he sees something in the light that causes him to basically fall off the lighthouse, and then the last shot really just kind of surprises. It has to go back to what he did with the seagulls earlier, and if you knew about what he does with the seagulls, you know the type of revenge that the seagulls get on his character, and it's really kind of brilliant. It's a movie that I definitely have to watch again to really, I plan on listening to a bunch of podcasts to try to decipher this feature. But yeah, definitely got to this one out here. So for both movies here, Vampires, it gets rated, gosh, out of 5 stars, like a 2. 2 stars, maybe lower than that, 1.5 stars. The Lighthouse, the more I watch it, the more I'm going to love it. Right now, it sits at about a 4. It probably comes even higher, maybe lower. I don't know, but this movie, I got to watch again for sure. But anyways, folks, that's going to wrap up this little bonus episode of the Cinema Recall Podcast. Now, yours truly was featured on a bunch of other podcasts, and I'm very, very thankful to these shows for having me on. I want to give a big shout out to Mike from the Cinemusts podcast. I was on his recent episodes talking about American Werewolf in London. That was a lot of fun. We had a lot of fun discussing if that movie is a Cinemust, a Cinetrust, or a Cinebust. So definitely check that out. If you go to cinemust.com, it'll be on there. I was also featured on Jason Soto's podcast, which is just called Whatever with Jason Soto. I do know if you go to his Twitter handle, which is Cinegamer Jason, you can find links to the show there. Right now, he's in the midst of doing his second episode, and I was on his first one. And we just had a fun time talking about 90s music videos, and we reviewed a Joker movie, and we basically had a fun discussion about comedians in today's woke culture, and if comedians can be edgy or not. So definitely check that out. And then I was also on an episode of Filmly Fortunes, which should be airing very soon. I was put up against challenging, I'm blanking on his name right now, J.D. Duran from In Session Films podcast. Me and him had a fun little contest hosted by Paul Hawkins of the Bulkbusters podcast. I was challenging J.D. Duran to a fun little movie trivia. And I know if you go to Filmly Fortunes, they're on Twitter. Definitely check that out as well. But yeah, I was on those shows. Like I said before, folks, we're getting down to like the last few days of our Halloween extravaganza. And I cannot wait to show you what other horror features I have in store. So don't forget to follow us on social media. We are on Twitter at @cinema_recall. We are on Facebook and Instagram at just type in Cinema Recall Podcast. Please email us any suggestions or email us your audio ad spot so I can add it for future episodes. But anyways, folks, I'm the Vern signing off right now. My mind has been completely fried from seeing The Lighthouse. Good night, everybody.